The first band I saw was Argent in 1975. I was 16. It was my big sister who took me along. I think it was sort of a late birthday treat. I had my 16th birthday a month earlier. So I think, thinking about it now, probably was like a present of the ticket. And yeah, that was something else. Going downstairs into the hall, you know, with all these people there in a busy bar area. Yeah, I can't really remember the support band, but waiting for Argent to come on. And then they came on, and this glorious sound of it echoing around the room, the way it, you know, filled the hall, the sound, and being loud. And I remember distinctly this mirror ball twisting around and the light catching round everybody and picking out everybody. It tended to be the way that people would sit right at the beginning, and then once the band started, they'd stand up and everybody would start standing up. But a lot of people would be sitting on the floor, cross-legged, smoking something that smelt a little bit sweeter than tobacco, let's say that. There was an atmosphere that built with the sound. They were quite a rocky prog band. They weren't really a proggy band. But I do remember Rod Argent with his shirt off, and I thought, oh, good grief, and his long hair. And I thought, what a show-off, you know. But it was great. And he was giving a performance, and I think, you know, probably drummer would have to probably have his shirt off because it would be so warm in there. So that would be like really normal, I suppose. But you didn't think of that at the time. It's like, oh.